My experience over the years, even before I went on council, has been it's of necessity that the national representatives who represent the electorate from Donegal are entitled, in my opinion, to fully represent the council to the best of their ability. I may agree that it's not easy, but nevertheless, people in Donegal for far too long have been saying we have been neglected. Now, if we've been neglected, I can't put it down to councillors. Councillors do their best, and I know this, for every area, and there's 37 of us there, and we're well able to make the representations, even send a delegation to Dublin for roads, bridges, and other things. But regrettably for me, over the years while I sit on the council, I can hear national representatives talking on Highland Radio, going in the local press and talking about the needs of Donegal. But if there's one thing positive can be done, and that is come to council, become aware of the many issues that councillors have been pursuing for years, let it be in health, let it be in roads, let it be in jobs, let it be in anything you talk about, and it never was more important than at the present time. Because even government now has become aware that we have a problem because rural Ireland has been neglected, not just Donegal.
But it can be argued that TDs from the county have other commitments in Dublin and may not necessarily be able to attend the four meetings in question that you are suggesting.
You can dress it up any way you like. They do have issues. They do have things in Dublin. But they don't have to be in Dublin until Tuesday. The majority of council meetings are on a Monday. Now, one day extra in any week, four times per year, I don't think it's a big ask. I appreciate what you've just said to me. And I do not ignore, if you like, there are other responsibilities nationwide and every other way, cross-border wide and everything else. But I think when you get government themselves becoming aware that even there's a problem arising in and around Dublin now with urbanisation, and I have the book on urbanisation, and it sets out quite clearly to me urbanisation was about centralising population that they could provide the services better. It's grand up to a point. We're a small country. We're a partitioned country. And we're in the periphery of Europe.